Tamela, good morning. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is Linkage doing to accelerate actions and help women advance their careers from the backpack to the bedroom?
Backpack to the boardroom.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the boardroom. Sorry, yes.
No problem. Well, first off, we're working with companies to look at their talent ecosystem in its entirety and seeing where there are opportunities for improvement. And to the extent there are disparities in the workplace, specifically around women, we help them, one, to figure out what that is and what are some of the interventions that can take place in order for them to overcome that. As you said before, women make up 47% of the workforce, and they're also the most educated in the workforce. But if you look at the Fortune 500 CEOs, women make up less than 10%. So do the math. It's not mathing. And you have to understand and really get to the root of why that's not happening, and there's still more work to do. And again, none of this is at the exclusion of men. It's trying to make sure that everyone in the workplace has an opportunity to contribute and succeed and live out their dreams, up to and including becoming a CEO.
Yeah.
And so we're working with companies to determine what the root causes of those challenges are. It could be the job, it could be the environment, it could be the need for more flexibility. A lot of things can exist, and we don't want to be prescriptive. We want to be diagnostic and working with companies to diagnose what the issues are and helping them overcome those things through intervention, up to and including coaching, sponsorship, development programs, et cetera.
I am curious, how do equal pay and representation help companies reach their business goals?
Well, I think at the end of the day, people place their value based on what they're being paid, right? And so you want to make sure that you are paying people appropriately. And I think paying for a position and not the person ensures that you're having equal pay. When you start to put subjectivity into that equation, that's when you have discrepancies in pay. I think now with the onset of technology and things like that, data is more accessible. And when you have access to data in terms of what jobs should be paying you, you're able to advocate for getting that compensation because you have the facts that surround what that compensation should be. And again, if companies pay for the position and not the person, that's where the equal pay comes in.
What do you think needs to be done to make better progress overall?
I think acknowledging that there hasn't been progress, right? Looking at kind of the facts around that and questioning why, if I have, 47% of women in the workplace, and that's not showing in terms of how women are showing up and what their percentages are in leadership roles, you have to ask yourself why. Is it something systemic, or is it something that is keeping a woman from, accelerating or matriculating in the workplace? And so first acknowledging that there is a disparity and then working to address it. And you want to do so not at the exclusion of any one group. You want to make sure you're maximizing and optimizing the contributions of every single member on your team in order to achieve your business results.
Are there things, regardless of our gender, men, women, are there things we could all do better to help create better equality at the workplace?
Yeah, I think one, recognizing that companies are some of the parts made up of individual pieces, and every single person has a contribution to make in that organization. And so working with, as a leader, to make sure that you're maximizing that on your team, and then as peers, So I think we overcomplicate this thing. And it really shouldn't be. We all want to make sure that everyone, irrespective of your gender, ethnicity, or any differences, have the same opportunity to contribute and succeed. Because when employees and talent is optimizing and performing at their best, ultimately the company wins and everybody wants to have a winning team.
What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I think it's going to take a collective effort. We have not arrived yet, as evident by the fact that we only have less than 10% of Fortune 500 CEOs that are women. And so that shows you 47% of the workforce women, less than 10% are CEOs. So that in and of itself tells you that there's more work to be done, and acknowledging that. And the last thing I want to say, focusing on advancing and empowering women in the workplace is not done at the exclusion of men. We just want to make sure that every single person has the opportunity to contribute and succeed. And I think we're making progress in that regard.
Tamela Oates-Fournet, the CEO of the Society for Human Resource Management Linkage Company. Thanks so much for the time and the perspective this morning. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.